Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I'm so grateful you are here. If you are a new listener, thank you for stopping by and checking out the podcast today. If you are a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. As some of you may know, I've been dancing since I was 2 years old. I started teaching dance when I was 15, danced all the way through college, and then once I moved to Washington, dance things, they just kind of ceased to exist. I didn't know if I wanted to be teaching, didn't really want to be taking class, didn't know what that looked like. Fast forward to June of 2022, and I started teaching at a studio, and I didn't realize how much I missed dance until I was back in it, and I was like, dang, like I'm so grateful to be teaching dance again and just like wearing my tap shoes. Tap is my strongest suit, but I say all of this because the juiciness, the meat of this podcast relates back to dance, because I said something to my dancers the other day and I was like, dang, I was like, I feel like this is something that everyone could benefit from listening to. So that is today's episode. It shouldn't be too long. So it's a quick, easy in and out, just like all of my episodes. Let's go for it. As I briefly mentioned, tap is my main thing. I am a tap genius. I wasn't always good at it. When I was younger, I was around 9 years old. I was very advanced in tap. I picked it up very quickly. And I was in classes with like 15, 16 year olds. But every class I freaking cried because it was so hard. For those who don't know what tap dancing is, it's you're making music with your feet. You're making sounds with your feet. You have two metal taps on the bottom of your shoes. One's on your toes and one's on your heels. You can Google it to get a better picture. And it's hard because in other styles of dance, you're not making sounds that coordinate or align with the song that you're dancing to. You're making movements, whereas in tap you are making beats and sounds, and it's fast and it's slow and it's syncopated and it's even, and it's, there's a million things to be thinking about, and it's really hard because your brain wants to do one thing and your feet are told to do another thing, and sometimes it's extremely difficult to get the two to line up. So the kids I'm working with now haven't always had a consistent tap teacher, which makes tap extremely more difficult in any sense of anything. When you don't have a consistent teacher and you have different teaching styles coming in and out of any situation you're in, it's going to make learning something very difficult. So I get these kids and they're great. They pick up things so amazing, like fast, and I throw really hard things at them, like things that people at my level are doing, and they're just like, we're going for it. Like they're, and it's amazing. I love seeing these kids just work their booties off. And the other day we started our like actual like session, like our full year session, because prior to that it was just like summer session. So we were just learning fun combos and just kind of hanging out, having a good time because it was summer. I didn't want it to be super difficult for these kids. I wanted it to be enjoyable. They're on summer vacation. Jumping into our full year session, I was like, okay, I really got to make a plan and figure out how to help these kids learn how to tap dance, essentially start from the basics and go back up. But I don't want it to be boring because some kids are at a higher level and I don't want them to feel like they're backtracking. So I introduced this warm-up to them. And the whole point of the warm-up is to help them only focus on using certain muscles in like their ankles and their feet when they're tap dancing rather than utilizing their whole leg. There's like much more that goes into it, but you are not here to learn how to tap dance. Anyways, so I have them partner up and we're practicing this warm-up. And I was like, okay, you guys have 5 minutes with your partner, practice it, go over it. If you need help, raise your hand, phone a friend, phone a teacher. I'm here, whatever, whatever. And I was like, at the end of the 5 minutes, we are all going to do it all together. And then each group is going to do it individually. And we're going to see how we do. Now, remember how I briefly mentioned the difficult thing about tap is you are making beats to either offset or align or just coordinate with the beats of the music that you are dancing to. So it is extremely important in tap that you are precise. You are right on the dot with the beat. If you are anticipating the next move, you're going to start going faster. And as you start going faster, you're going to be off of the music because the music isn't going to keep speeding up. The music is its thing. The music is set. The music is your baseline. And as you start getting faster and you're going ahead of the music, your beats are then not lining up where they should be. And it just sounds like it's almost like for me, being tapping as long as I have been and teaching it and things like that, it literally sounds like nails on a chalkboard. Like it just, it's this like, it's an ick. That's the way I can describe it. It is a full ick of mine. Once people start going ahead, and it happens, it can happen so easily. So we're all doing the warm up together, and it's really easy to get ahead of the music, like I mentioned, because the beats and the music change. So you have to focus on the music changing and fluctuating, but also making sure that your sounds are crisp and clean. So my kids were going like a million miles over what the song was doing, and it was like tap, 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 and then the music would slowly come in, and then it's like tap, 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 like they're already on like three moves ahead, and I had to stop, and I was like, okay, let's chat for a second. And now this is where anyone can take this and apply this to anything, and I will explain it why. I stopped the music, and I was like, okay, you all know what you're doing, correct? We all practice it in groups. We practice it all together. You all know what you're doing so well to the point where you don't even have to ask me what the next step is. You got this down. Your feet know what they're doing. Your brain knows the moves, the sequence. You got it. So then when the music comes on, you're all freaking out and getting nervous, and you're anticipating the next step to the point where you're rushing through the step that you're doing now to make sure you get the next step. And it's not aligning with the music. It's sounding chaotic. It's sounding offbeat. It's just getting all funky. And then because you're way ahead, you're freaking out even more to try to figure out how to get back on to the music. And it's not really working out. And it wasn't until later when I was driving home where I was like, wow, this is completely applicable to real life situations. We as a society are told that the next year is always going to be better. The next 10 years are going to be better. Life isn't going to get great until you're in your 30s. This isn't going to happen till then. That's not going to happen till this time. And we are rushing through the present to try to get to the future, to try to make sure we get to the future where supposedly it's comfortable and rainbows and butterflies. And we're rushing ahead, which makes us feel chaotic and antsy and like completely unaligned with the music. And then we are so far ahead that we're trying to slow down to get back on the music, and it's just not working because we've rushed so far ahead, we can't backtrack. And I was like, it hit me on my drive home, and I was like, dang, I was like, there's so many people out there, like including myself, that are doing this. I know me as a 24-year-old, I am dying to get to my 30s because supposedly your 30s is all of a sudden when everything great happens. You're stable where you are, you're financially okay, you've kind of gotten life figured out. But the more you think about it, what's the point of rushing through the age that I'm in now just to try to get somewhere else when nothing is magically going to happen unless I relax and enjoy the now? You can't just power through something and try to get ahead if you're not even enjoying the now. We can't all be waiting around to start really living and enjoying our life until we're in our 30s, because that's 30 years of your life. And I understand that when you're a child, life is fun because you're a child. You have really no responsibility. But as you get older and you start becoming a young adult, you can't wait until your 30s to start enjoying life. Because then you've wasted all of these years where you're young. You have no responsibility. We are still young and we still have no responsibility. Enjoy it. Enjoy it right now. Don't wait until your 30s to start enjoying your life. When we lay into the music and tap, for example, you don't have to freak out. You're not stressing about what you're doing because you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You're just chilling. You're letting the music flow. You're letting your feet do their thing. So when you take this concept and apply it to life, if you lay into life and you're not constantly stressing about the next move, and you're not constantly stressing about the next job, the next homework assignment you have, the next thing on your list of things to do, there's less stress. You're not constantly stressed. You're not chasing something. There's nothing to be chasing, honestly. What is happening, your life, the great feeling is in the now. That is happening now. And when you stress about the next thing, you're missing that feeling that is happening now. Focus on it. Just lay into it.
let life do its thing, and focus on what is going on now.
When I explained this podcast episode idea to my girlfriend, she was like, honey, take your own freaking advice. And I was like, I know. I need to listen to myself. And I told her, I was like, that is why I make the content that I make. 90% of the time, what I'm putting out there on Instagram, TikTok, my podcast, those are basically my only platforms right now. What I'm putting out there is things that I need myself. And I don't listen to it in my own brain. I have to like see it out there and then read it or listen to it and be like, damn, you're right. You're right, Adri. Adri, listen to Adri's own advice, because I am horrible at always feeling like I have to anticipate the next thing. I will be completely comfortable at a job and be looking on Indeed and be like, okay, this is the next thing. Maybe in like a couple months, I'll apply for this job. But I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. If I am okay where I am right now, I'm going to enjoy it and I'm going to slow down and take a breather. Just take a dang breath. So many times, especially now that I have my bachelor's done, my master's degree is done, and now I'm working on my life coach certificate, I get asked over and over, like, what's the plan once you finish your certificate? I'm like, shit, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm in school enjoying learning. I am doing this certificate to learn how to help coach people and become a life coach. I am not thinking about what's happening after this. I'm focused on learning, because in order to even become a life coach, I have to master what I'm learning now. Otherwise, I'm not going to have a career as a life coach. So maybe ask me that like a couple months after I finish my certificate, because here's another thing is I think people think you graduate college and the second that you walk across that stage with your diploma, someone at some big cool job who's going to pay you six figures is just waiting to hand you a job offer. That does not happen. You have to go with the flow of life, and what comes is meant for you. I am a person who wholeheartedly believes that whatever is supposed to be for you and is meant for you will present itself in some way. And sometimes we take opportunities and it's not the greatest opportunity. It's because you're supposed to learn from it. You're either supposed to learn from something or something is supposed to help you. But either way, that's the same thing. You're either going to learn or you're going to grow. And this, in my opinion, when you're learning, you are growing. And when you're growing, you're learning. So you can have an idea of what you want to do with your life, but it doesn't have to go exactly to plan. Listen to the music of life. That sounds so corny, but whatever your soundtrack is, you're on your own thing. Like, I'm in my own world, like my own soundtrack, my own path, while Madison's in her own. And we're just doing life side by side, but we are on completely different paths, like completely different paths. And I can't compare my path to Madison, and Madison can't compare her path to mine. Just like you can't compare your path to like your brother, and your brother can't compare his to yours, and any sort of idea that you want to come up with or example. Have an idea. You don't have to have a plan, and nothing has to go exactly to plan. Listen to the music, lay into life, and focus on the now, and it will flourish into something bigger than what you even expected. That's basically it. Told you, short and sweet. Real juicy stuff. I was really excited to put out this episode. If you didn't like it, don't tell me, because then I'll be very sad and I'll be like, oh, sheesh, okay. If anyone's in the Washington area and you wish to come take tap with me, I do teach an adult tap class on Thursday evenings. You can reach out to me on any of my platforms or email me. Speaking of my email, hello, I got two write-in submissions this past weekend, and I was reading one of them at a Subway before I was about to go on this bike ride, and I started tearing up because I was so excited. I was like, shut the hell up. This person found me from TikTok, which led them to my podcast, which led them to binging my podcast, which led them to writing an email to me for a write-in submission. Like, oh my, I was so excited. So I am still taking write-in submissions. Please send it over to me. It's any story you want, sad, happy, you need advice on something, you just want to share maybe a little bit of your life tidbits,
or life advice, send it over to my email at adriannapollock12@gmail.com with the subject line TYP-write-in. And please let me know if you wish to stay anonymous and also include your pronouns, because I do not want to use the improper pronouns for any single human being. Please. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed your time here. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate the hell out of you. Like, for those people who continually listen to this over and over and check in every single week, I thank you so, 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 so much. That's pretty much it for today. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will catch you next week. Later, skaters.